does it matter what Israel believed about the resurrection? Well, for centuries, a lot of theologians have argued that it does. To cite only one example from the Lutheran tradition, Martin Chemnitz, under the heading The Difference Between the Old and New Covenants, wrote, quote, "The Anabaptists imagine the kind of distinction in which the fathers under the Old Covenant had only physical, external, and temporal promises, as if they were all Sadducees." There's a Sadducee motif here, you see. But only under Christ or in the New Covenant era, the spiritual and eternal promises were given for the first time. But it is evident that spiritual promises of eternal life had been given under the Old Covenant. Leviticus 18, verse 5, "He who does these things shall live by them." Certainly must not be understood of this physical life only or of external tranquility, but of life eternal, which the patriarchs also believed. Therefore, these notions in no way can stand." Unquote. Granted, Chemnitz is arguing against the extremes of Anabaptist misunderstanding, but he is also stating positively his views concerning continuity and discontinuity between the Old and New Covenants. And to my reading in that whole section, Chemnitz suggests that in some ways at least, the Israelites had to be Christians before Christ. So Orthodox Lutheran theologians have worked with the assumption that it does matter what Israel believed. Historical critics, as Professor Seleska pointed out, have asserted the same thing, but run the other way with it. It does matter what Israel believed, so we're not allowed to find anything in the Old Testament that wouldn't have been crystal clear to the average Israelite. I think appropriately, this paper challenges us to bigger thinking. It challenges us to embrace the certainty that all things are made new in Christ. It challenges us to view everything in the light of Christ's resurrection, and by that light to discover things that were shrouded in pre-dawn darkness. In his lecture on Genesis chapter 22, Martin Luther wrote about the command Abraham received to sacrifice Isaac. He said, "Thus Abraham relies on the promise and attributes to the divine majesty this power, that he will restore his dead son to life. For just as he saw that Isaac was born of a worn-out womb and of a sterile mother, so he also believed that he was to be raised after being buried and reduced to ashes, in order that he might have descendants. As the Epistle to the Hebrews states, God is able to give life even to the dead." Accordingly, Abraham understood the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead, and through it alone he resolved this contradiction. So far, Luther. I thought of this quotation when I was reflecting on Professor Seleska's paper. It would seem to put Luther in the "it does matter what Israel believed" camp. But I think as we look more closely at those lectures, perhaps not, at least not in a simplistic way. Because Luther extrapolates to this conclusion about Abraham and the resurrection from some profound reflection on the promises of God and Abraham's faith in the specific promise that Isaac would be his heir and be a great nation. So, Luther again, "I have stated what Abraham's trial was, namely the contradiction of the promise. And although Isaac has to be sacrificed, he nevertheless, that is Abraham, has no doubt whatever that the promise will be fulfilled, even if he does not know the manner of its fulfillment." So for Luther, it's about the focus on God's promises. And that focus on God's promise, even when it cannot be known how a promise will be fulfilled, is what I think makes Professor Seleska's approach fundamentally Lutheran. And I mean that in a good way. The question is, where do we go from here? It seems that we are invited to an appropriation of the Old Testament that focuses on the nature of faith. And for us, that can be nothing other than faith in Christ. So it isn't a question of what Israel believed. We discover, rather, that it is the nature of the true Israel to believe. Our connection to the Old Testament stories is that we encounter in them fellow believers in God's promises, people of faith who struggled and sinned and repented, as do we. So when we enter this story of Abraham through preaching or reading, for example, we recognize Abraham as a fellow believer. Indeed, as a fellow believer who has much to teach us, not only about the nature of faith, but about the faithfulness of God. There will be resurrection in the Old Testament when we read it, because for us, God's faithfulness has been displayed definitively in the raising of Christ, and will, we believe, be displayed when we too are raised.